Did the recent tornado that traveled 200 miles across Arkansas, Missouri, Tennessee, and Kentucky break the old record for the longest single tornado track in history?
The record for that was set with also the deadliest tornado in U.S. history, and that was the Tri-State Tornado way back in the 1920s.
USGA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the Tri-State Tornado tracked 219 continuous miles.
We do know that from radar signature, there was rotation evident for more than that 219 miles. So if it is verified that tornado remained on the ground continuously during that time, that could set the U.S. record for longest single tornado track.
However,
we may have seen a situation where that tornado skipped a bit at times, meaning that it lifted and then reset. If that happened, that will count as separate tornadoes.
Tornadoes are ranked by intensity on what originally was called an F scale, named after a scientist.
Ted Fujita, who was a legendary tornado researcher. And then in recent years, they have improved and modified his original research. And so the new scale is called the Enhanced Fujita Scale, from an EF0. That's the type of tornado that would maybe lift a few shingles or snap a few branches off a tree. And then that it progresses up to an EF5, where you get your winds greater than 200 miles per hour. That's the type of tornadoes that'll bring down strong, well-built walls, sweep houses, clean off foundations.
Scientists are now determining the final ranking of the recent tornadoes.
But just looking at some of the aerial footage and some of the ground damage, it's hard to believe that we wouldn't see at least some EF4 ratings coming out of some of these tornadoes, if not higher.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.